Yes, Roger, Philip with the Philip phone-in on concept, and now it's over to our first caller, Mr. Jim Brown.
Hello, mate. Jim Brown here, mate. I always listen to this show, you know. When I'm lying in bed with me tart, you know, I lie to her and she lies to me, mate. Anyway,
yes.
Enough of me. And, what I wanted to ask you is, did you find out anything about why they changed the mail address, mate? Because I just can't work out why they've done it, mate. Just don't understand it at all, mate.
No.
If you'd find out for me, I'd be most grateful, mate. So, all the best, mate, and I'll see you. So, ta-ra.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jim Brown. Now it's over to Mr. Will Bertrams. Yes, hello. Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes, you're through. Yes.
I think I'm just about to hear you on this phone.
Yes.
It's crap to this week, actually. Yes, what I was saying, actually, was,
Yes?
Well, what I was thinking, actually, well, remember, I rang you earlier in the year, regarding, methods of getting rid of the RF.
Yes?
I don't mean rodent features, either.
very good, yes.
The RF, pickup on your leads, about, wrapping all your equipment in foil and, running an earth lead out down to the ground with, a big, tin can and, bedding it into the ground and bolt all these leads to the tin can, actually, all these earthing wires, and lead them all back to your, foil-covered equipment. That should, dissipate the RF, it should.
Yes.
And also, what you should also do is, another tip is, to wire your record decks into mono, actually, because you don't get as much turntable rumble on those, pulley-driven decks you've got, those horrible BSRs, see. Even I say they're horrible, that's how bad they are. They only fit to plain 78s. Anyway, I'll let you go now and give you a bit of room for, other callers, so ta-ra for now, actually.
Okay, yes, thank you, Mr. Will Burton. Now it's over to Mr. Kelvin Rogers.
Yeah, basically, now, about the other callers, right, about this foil business, right, well, load of bloody crap, right?
Yes.
If you have the proper filtering, right, on your decks and your RIAA preamplifiers, right, then, and
yes,
your balance line modulated leads, right, then you shouldn't have any problems with RF. I keep telling you this, right, but you won't bloody spend the bloody money, right? Oh, he's bloody hard up your arse.
Yes.
Anyway, what I was really rang you about was,
yes?
Well, you're not getting out very well. You must be putting out about, 100 milliwatts at the moment.
Yes.
I'm hardly moving the needle on my receiver here, right? So, and your pilot tone's a bit low as well, right? So, you want to get it all bloody sorted out, right? Especially the power, because it sounds as if you're on a Pantic driven by a PP3, right?
Oh dear,
so,
yes.
Do get it sorted out, right? Are you with me now, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, right, well, now, another thing, right?
Yes.
Is, right, you want to get yourself a couple of mini disc players, right?
Yes.
Some DATs, right, and throw all those bloody cassettes into the bloody bin. Because they're a load of bloody crap and totally bloody useless. So
okay. Just
do it right. So ta-ra.
Okay, we pass that one on to management, and now it's over to Mr. Will Bertrams once more. Yes, hello. Yes.
Hello, actually.
Yes.
Is your last caller on drugs or something? He's just not in touch with reality, actually.
Yes.
Not being sarcastic-like, but, you know.
Yes.
Of all the things people come out with, I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years, actually, so nobody can tell me much about RF problems, so, you know. You're totally wasting your time speaking to that guy on the other line, actually. He's sounds a total brat to me, actually.
Yes.
So, anyway, I'll be letting you go now, actually. Tonight, actually.
Yes, most strange. Now, who's next on the phone in? Yes, hello. Yes, hello. There's somebody else on the line. Yes, hello.
Hi, well, I can't really say who I am.
Yes.
But, you know, the way that you're doing these broadcasts every bank holiday, well, you're sounding crap all the time, so you wanna smarten up your act, or otherwise you're gonna damage people's professional reputations.
Yes.
And humiliate them in front of all the listeners. I'm referring to playing of certain tapes of certain people. So you wanna stop doing it, lad, or there's gonna be severe consequences, okay? And I'm intelligent, I've got a degree, so
yes.
I know what I'm talking about. Okay, so ta-da.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
By the way, it's the station manager there.
No.
Could you put him on?
He's not here at the moment.
Oh, alright.
No,
that's
no.
The truth.
Yes.
And that's the truth, that's the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, is it?
Yes.
Okay, ta-da.
Don't know who that was, but that's about it for the Philip phone-in. So from me, Roger Philip, it's goodbye for now.